All right, well, let me tell you what we got going on here. It's another Joe Rose Show exclusive. Pickleball is coming to South Florida with tennis legends John McEnroe, Andre Agassi, Michael Chang, and Andy Roddick. We've got your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the inaugural Pickleball Slam April 2nd at Hard Rock Live in Hollywood. And all winners will be entered for the grand prize, tickets for two to attend the pre-tournament banquet featuring food, beverage, and a Q&A with all four legends. So here we go, Joe. Are you ready? We're doing. We've been doing trivia this week.
Yeah.
And Michael Chang is one of the people that will be participating in the event.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Chang, known for a signature sneaker.
Oh, you got me.
Name that shoe.
Name that shoe?
And you're the winner.
Okay. 305-567-0560.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. You went Michael Chang on us.
Yeah. Very, very sweet shoe, by the way. It's selling for, just to give you an idea here, Joe, from selling in the around $800 to $1,000 range.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, have the answer, and you become a winner, plus you qualify to go to the big party, and should be a lot of fun. By the way, pickleballs, I'm not playing yet, okay, which I've made very clear, but it's exploding, man. Everybody in my life and around me is playing. My son's playing. Daughter-in-law's playing. They're all like, hey, man, we're going to play. And you get, can we play tennis? No, we're playing. Ira Winderman, now playing with his wife. Yeah, everybody is on the pickleball machine right now. All right, a lot of courts going up all over, too. A lot of courts going up all over the place. Don't do it at Central Park, though. Leave the tennis courts alone. We have a lot more stuff to get to here for this 9 o'clock hour. By the way, man, congratulations to the World Baseball Classic. The championship game last night, and not just the championship game, but all the games, even in the first round, was a big hit here. With the teams that we had was a big part of it. Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, just fantastic. To Mexico being here, it was great stuff. It was fun to watch. Last night was just whatever we're going to call it before baseball starts up was incredible. I thought the pregame was fantastic. The ceremony there, right to Otani striking out Trout with just nasty stuff. And Otani closed the game out for Japan last night, just throwing filthy, going 102 miles an hour. Gets a full count on his teammate. Both play for the Angels and both captains of their team, but with a full count, breaks off a nasty 87 mile an hour slider. Good God. How do you wait on that when you know he is jacked up one pitch away and you probably think he's going with heat? And he comes back and throws that. Just amazing as the best player in baseball by a lot. By a large margin, Shohei Ohtani is phenomenal. Probably never see it again. Never going to see it again. 35, 40 home runs, 90 RBI, and then when he's not doing that, he's your ace on the staff with a low 2 ERA, striking out over 200. Just incredible, and then the passion of both teams last night, playing, and you can tell everybody wants to win it. That's into this thing. It's got some history behind it. It's got we've had a few of these now going back to I don't know 08 or whatever that it started, when it first started to where it is right now. It's pretty damn cool. So. Hey, congratulations to baseball, to Major League Baseball. It was, to me, and I'm just talking, there are some old guys that don't like it and still don't like it and worried about their guys getting hurt and for the Astros and the Mets. But, man, what a fun event last night. Just a great finish, great 3-2 game, one-run game in the ninth, just everything you could want and going to be fun. Good way to lead into Major League Baseball, which is going to start up here in a week and a half or so. Just pretty, pretty cool stuff just to get back to last night. And just seeing what that ballpark looks like when it's packed with people that are there to watch a frigging game, that are passionate, that are jumping up and down, they're painted up. Just really, really cool last night to see it.
You paint your face for Marlins opening day. All right, we got a winner here.
They were really painting up some of the Japanese fans get all painted up.
Why don't you paint your whole chest too? Why don't you go like one of those
why
guys?
Why you always got to put the
You can
to
sit
me.
Right next to Marlin Man. I see he's
Is Marlin Man back on the bandwagon?
Yeah, he seems like he's around. I don't know if the team accepts him or not. He's like their unofficial mascot.
I don't know. I'm been over the Marlin Man for a long time.
He's a strange dude.
Yeah.
You know.
Apparently, whatever he's doing in his law firm, it's not enough. He needs more.
Well, some people more really attention. Like attention. Yeah, yes. Exactly. Speaking of that, congratulations to Craig from Lake Worth. Won the tickets.
Is Craig a player? Are you asking him, hey, are you a player?
I assumed he was. He had a Bell South email address. When you know, right? By the way, the answer to the question, do you know this one? You know the Michael Chang shoes?
No.
He had the Reebok pumps with the, like, tennis ball pump. You remember those?
I do, but I would have never thought
man.
Of that.
The Reebok Court Victory pumps.
So you're telling me he's still getting a check off those bad boys. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they don't sell them at the moment. You'd have to go, like so you Google them. If they come up, you got to go to, like, StockX,
which is
a resale website. And, they're like, $750 is the –
Hey,
entry level price.
I will give that credit, that sport, all the credit in the world. Pickleball, last year or before the hurricane, we went over to the West Coast, and there are pickleball courts everywhere, including about 20 or 30 of them out my window, and it was amazing. They were packed with people. It was. Now, I'm over in, retired. I was in the land of the retirement over there, but it was sports taking off, and now you see a lot of people investing in these teams, I guess, with it, too. So, man, it's growing. I'm just not playing. That's all.
Okay.
That's all. Not a
you
big
You buy
deal.
A team.
I'm not going to buy a team. Why do you always want to spend my money? That's the other thing.
Well, it's a great investment.
No. No, it's not. Not for me. It is for a guy that's got a whole bunch of extra money to throw around. Always loving you know so much about all this stuff. And love to spend my friggin' money every morning. Every morning. It never stops. So we got some other stuff to get to here this morning as well with another topic. And that is what the Miami Dolphins did yesterday. It was small. It wasn't a big deal. Trent Sherfield, you know, would have been nice to have him back. He was a good player, fit their system perfectly. He knew how Mike and Wes wanted things done with the team, but he went to Buffalo. But I tell you what, getting Andrew Van Ginkle back with Miami, man, he's a nice piece. He really is. Now, I'm not saying he plays every snap, really good on special teams. When he gets to play, always makes a play defensively. As a rotating player in there, lost a lot of snaps like a few guys. Mike Gesicki and Andrew was another guy that lost some snaps. Came back from surgery right before the season started, but he's good. It's nice to hear he's coming back. I wanted to make sure I got that out this morning because one of my favorite guys. I really was glad to hear that. Thought he was going to New England and play for the Patriots, and so. To get him back, whatever it was great. The other guy that's not going to be back that we haven't talked about, Michael Dieter is going to the Texans. And a little bit like a tight end that we just traded, Michael Dieter was not going to play here. He wasn't going to play with the last coach or this coach, as even when we were shorthanded, nobody moved Michael Dieter from center to guard when you needed help at guard. They said, no, you stay as a backup at center, and that's what we need you to do. That tells you when you suit up 8 or 9 offensive linemen every week and they tell you, no, 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 we just need you to be ready to go at center. That's it. So your center doesn't miss any snaps, and Michael Dieter doesn't play. And this is a time where when you get a guy as a backup, you want to know he can be a guard or a center. And they're going, no. Michael Dieter, just center. No, we've seen the guard. We've seen the video on the guard. I got a coach fired because he said, I won't play him. He's not ready. And Brian Flores said, you're out of here. That's how bad it was. So Michael Dieter, third round pick out of Wisconsin, is going to the Texans. Just didn't work out. Did not work out at all. Got those starts at guard and a little bit at center, but just never worked out at all. So anyway, we have a lot more stuff to get to. 305-567-0560. We come back, this Rick Pitino stuff. The press conference yesterday was amazing. And I have learned one thing. A lot of people really like Rick Pitino no matter what he did. So we're funny about that, right? We're funny how we treat different guys. Certain guys do things that Rick Pitino did without his track record of winning, and they really dislike him. Oh, he's a scumbag. He's just a bad guy. He doesn't belong in college sports. But I have noticed the way people treat Rick Pitino. They give him the benefit of the doubt, even though he clearly broke rules. That's why he lost his job. He said it wasn't him. It was people underneath him. But he understands. He did say, I was a leader, and I understand. I should have known everything that was going on. But he said, I never cheated the game, which I agree. When he was playing basketball, you know, he put his five against your five and coached them up. And I think he's really a good coach.
What do you mean by he never cheated the game? Like, I think he never cheated like during a game?
Yes,
like,
that's how I took that.
Yeah, but that's not how you cheat in college basketball.
No. The way he cheated
is
out.
I'm guessing, without, you know, knowing what he does over there, but I'm guessing he has figured out ways to work the system. I mean, he wins everywhere he goes.
Well, he gets really good players.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
And he coaches them up.
Just because he's a great coach?
Well, he's getting rid of this whole team. Matter of fact, he made it real clear, hey, six guys are out of here. This is not a good fit for him. Basically saying, you're not a good enough basketball player to play on my team and where I need to get to real quickly. And I will get to, because everywhere I go, I get to. But it is amazing watching the interviews that he did yesterday after the press conference, including the priest that was right next to him. He must have done about 17 confessions before he got up there. But, yeah, I just got a kick out of it. I really did. You were looking failure to monitor the program, lack of institutional control, whatever you want to say was going on, paying players. I guess a player got offered $100,000. And he said, hey, man, I didn't know anything about it. It's kind of hard to imagine that Rick didn't know stuff that was going on. When you start talking about large amounts of money, you can't just all of a sudden take a vacation while it's going on and say, I didn't know anything about it.
That's the worst when these coaches do that, man.
It's just
like they don't know what's going on
really
in their program. There's not that, especially in basketball, like there's not that many people there. Come on.
But I got to tell you, and Rick lived down here when he got in all the trouble. He came down here and lived in Miami for a couple years. Matter of fact, I heard him talking about it, and I tried to turn it up on him while he was down here. But I just his best one, and I got a lot of guys. As I'm talking, I know there's a lot of guys down here in the basketball world that really like him. There's a lot of guys. Pat Riley's a huge fan. Eric Reed. All my guys like him. And maybe he is. He's a great coach. I do agree. I would agree. If we're just talking basketball and not getting into other issues, he probably is. Probably as good as there is. But my favorite one that's hard to do is have sex underneath a restaurant table with an assistant coach sitting with you at that table.
You have a problem with this? Why?
No, I don't really care one way or the other. I just think it's one of the She tried to blackmail him after that for like millions of friggin' dollars. But can you imagine sitting there? Three of you sitting there, and all of a sudden the woman goes under the table. I mean, I'm not getting it. I know this sports show and stuff, and I'm not. It's just, it's awkward. Just a very. She stayed with him. God bless him. She's a good Catholic woman. Rick Pitino's wife stayed with him.
You're making it awkward. What if a nice lady?
Who? The woman went under the table?
You're making this very awkward. It doesn't have to be.
I just think it's, and admitted to it. Well, I may go into 100% who you're going to believe, me or your lying eyes. I don't know. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more. Yeah, I just thought the Rick Pitino press conference all the way around, and I get St. John's, man. They're like, hey, we're tired of getting our ass kicked with a bad team. We're taking Rick Pitino. And we're going to have the priest right up here next to him. Guy had the, he was ready to go. He's ready to do mass, that guy next to him. That set the Catholic Church back about 2 years. All right, anyway, I got stopped.
You're the only one allowed to say that, so I don't
know. I'm going to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I do love talking about Michael Kotze and his 30 years of experience helping people get a first mortgage, which, by the way, you can lock in a rate in the fives right now. And second of all, if you're looking to get equity out of your home, want to pay off some credit card debt, you want to fix up your home, home improvement is very big right now with all that equity, or you're just stressed out because of debt and you just go, I got to pay some things off here before I get in big trouble. Hey, listen, Michael Kotze can help you with all of it. He's been doing it for 30 plus years, helping everybody here in South Florida. Even when the banks are a little slow or say no, Michael Kotze gets it done for you. He works 7 days a week. I'm going to give you a cell phone number so you can reach out to him and get the process started and done quickly. By the way, if you're 62 or older and have equity, you might want to talk to Michael Kotze about a reverse mortgage. They're very popular here in South Florida. Get that equity out of the home and still live in your home. A lot of benefits, especially long-term for you. And by the way, if you don't have great credit or you have a hard time proving your income, don't lose hope. Michael just rolled out his no income verification program that's really helped a lot of people. 561-441-2730. That's his cell phone. 561-441-2730. If you didn't write it down, remember Choice Mortgage, and his name is Michael Kotze. Pretty special guy. NMLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
What is your message to these current St. John's players as you will bring in others to try to build this team that can contend?
Well, the one thing I want to be honest with, a lot of players probably won't be back on this team because they're probably not a good fit for me. With me, it's... I mean, I think my players love playing for me, even from Mark Jackson and Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley. I spoke with Oak last night. They love playing for me with the Knicks. But it takes a certain type of basketball player to want to play for me. He's got to be a total over-the-top in love with the game of basketball. And if you're not, it's just a bad fit with me. It doesn't work. So there'll be a lot of players that will move on to, I hope, greener pastures. Joel's the type of person that I want to build around, and that's why I asked him to come today. I have to meet some of the other young men, but there'll be other guys that don't fit. It'll be a round peg in a square hole, and it won't work.
I got to tell you, it's one of the best press conferences that we have them all the time. A lot of times you get about halfway and you stop. Not Rick Pitino, man. That was great stuff. It really was. No sarcasm. That was fantastic. The transfer portal. He just de-oned him, man. Deion told the whole team, man. Told the whole team in Colorado. Guess what, guys? Most of you ain't going to be here. I'm bringing a lot better players. That's what Rick Pitino said. But the best was the example, like, hey, man, ask Mark Jackson, Charles Oakley, and Patrick Ewing. Yeah, they're all really good. Really good NBA players.
You know, the next time someone wants to get mad at a kid for transferring, they should play that soundbite. That should be the gold standard of soundbites for people that want to get angry when a kid transfers for the third time or whatever. Well, listen to this guy takes the job and he's already cutting people off the team.
Yeah, but so let me see.
I take a press conference is that?
I know, but I got a little different take on this. So it works both ways, Woody. Like players leave, right? I got to go. I'm going to go better place, more money, better playing opportunity. I'm going. Better team. We're going to win more. I'm going somewhere else. And there's nothing a coach can do. At the same time, so you know what coaches are doing now everywhere. They're just not so open about it. Like Rick Pitino is going, hey, man, I guess you figured out. I didn't play you much. Future here is not very good. Not very good. I'd recommend if you want to keep playing football, you hit the transfer portal. We appreciate everything you've done, but I'd really like to have your scholarship. So nobody wants to hear that, but listen, it's freedom for everybody right now, man. It is freedom. These are basically one-year free agent contracts now, Woody.
Yes, but let's, again, make sure that the next time we want to get angry at a kid for doing something like that, let's remember what Slick Rick said at his press conference. He's throwing kids off the team. He doesn't even know him yet. Hasn't even been there a day, and he's already throwing kids off the team.
He must have watched a little video on his way over and goes, that guy can't play, that guy can't play.
By the way, what happens to kids that were recruited there, have signed there, have tried to get an education
that's
there,
why
play
that coach,
basketball there?
That's why that coach, that last coach just got fired because of those guys he recruited.
I understand, but what happens to those kids that don't fit Rick Pitino's?
They
whatever.
Go to a smaller program and play.
Oh, okay, got it. They're going to help him out? They're going to make sure everyone has a nice landing?
No, he's not going to do that.
No, okay.
They're done. It's a business. It's AAA. AAA
okay.
Professional basketball. What else do you call it? Guys go right from college to the pros. Or then go G League and go to the pros. Woody, that's where we are, man.
Okay. I think that's just a crummy situation.
What's going on everywhere? I didn't hear you ripping Deion Sanders when he was doing it. You were laughing.
I laughed at this soundbite too. I think it's hilarious. But again, this should be the gold standard of like the next time you want to get upset at a kid for leaving or doing what he thinks is best for him, then, well, I know you don't, but you know that fans do. Have you been on those message boards ever?
Look, if you're not
going
to play.
You've been on Twitter, you see people get angry when kids leave? Yeah, it happens, believe me.
So it's like when guys decide down here, high school players decide they don't want to play at the U, they get blasted or don't want to go anywhere else. Remember what Patrick Sertan's son went through, junior? Decided last second he wanted to go to LSU and went to Alabama. By the way, worked out pretty well for him. But it was bad. They were blasting him. So it's vicious out there. But Woody, come on, man. It's a new world. New world of NIL. A new world of the transfer portal. Man, if it doesn't work out. The problem is, if it doesn't work out there and you go to another school and it doesn't work out, you might have to start looking in the mirror when you're going at your third trip to a new school and you realize. Because you're going to have competition no matter where you go, unless you want to go to a smaller program. Then it gets a little bit easier. But if you want to keep playing with the big guys, there's no guarantee. There is no guarantee whatsoever.
St. John's considered the big guys now, huh?
Well, for basketball, it used to be a pretty good program. I mean, it hasn't been in a
what,
long
like
time.
The 80s?
You think it's going to matter? You do agree Rick Pitino will get this thing turned around?
I think he will win games there, yes.
Correct. He'll be back dancing in no time.
Not a huge fan of that comment, though. I just, you know.
No, there is no reason for him to say that. He could have said, I got to evaluate my players and been a phony about it, but he didn't waste any time. He figured that they're watching it and they go, oh, he's talking about me.
But, like, seriously, how does that work, though? How does that work? You call these guys that are like, that have been there and they live there and they play there and go to school there and you just call them in and say, hey, man, you're out?
Woody, it's big business.
Pack your crap and you're done here? Like, I don't know, man. I just, it's tough because it's not big business for all those kids that are on that team. I'm guessing not all of them are NBA caliber players, Joe.
So that's the other part of this thing, and I don't know if this is the case. Do you get to keep your scholarship? If they go, we want to take your scholarship, we need it, and you go, no, I'm staying because.
Well, I think you can stay, but I'm guessing they make your life miserable.
I don't know.
I mean, if the guy tells you to leave, why would you want to stay? That's the other, like, I mean.
You're close to getting a degree, or you like it there, or you really like the school, and the only thing you're not crazy about is you're not going to be playing basketball.
They might honor your scholarship, maybe to put you on a team.
Didn't you? I don't know what the rule there is on that. There have been guys that just go, listen, I'm not that into football or basketball anyway. I just want to stay and get my degree.
What's the difference what the rule is? Rick will figure out a way to break it anyway.
See, that's just one old shot there.
Well, that seems to be his how he operates.
Well, listen, man, it was very entertaining. And by the way, did you just say ESPN had some major layoffs?
No, well, there's been news that they're going to have layoffs coming up, that they're going to do like a restructuring type of thing. But I think Kendrick Perkins was
is that right? So Kendrick Perkins, I just watched him yesterday. Kendrick Perkins.
He said some stuff. I don't know.
So did he say something, or was he part of the?
Kendrick Perkins has been let go by ESPN per TMZ.
Mm. Wow, maybe they do. Maybe they have some.
I don't know. He's had some funny stuff. I don't really watch a lot of his stuff, but anyway, yeah, he's out. But yeah, it does look like there's going to be. For a network that, by the way, continues to spend money on live events or whatever, rights fees or whatever.
Yeah, I've heard that before. The last time they had the big layoffs, everybody's complaining, like, you're letting all of us go, but you keep spending more and more to keep all these teams and college football and NFL and the whole thing. They got a big package, of course, with the NBA as well. A lot of different stuff.
Real quick here, Joe. Texter 954. Joe, this NCAA tournament has a Jeff Ireland feel to it. No ones, twos, and threes, but plenty of fours, fives, sevens, tens, 11s, and 12s. That was good. That was pretty good.
That was very creative.
That was excellent.
God, I saw Jeff Ireland spoke at the Combine on behalf of his assistant GM. I just want to make sure before. He's probably going to end up getting another GM job. I just hope he puts his complete resume out so everybody can see what he did here. Nothing.
You really dislike that guy. That's interesting.
He got imp. Yeah, it's a surprise.
Anyway, one more thing for you here. Someone said, do you know what Rick was playing under the table? Ball tag.
That's very good. Yeah. I knew that ball tag was going to come in somewhere. That was very good. Whoever sent that, can you imagine that you have to go home and tell your wife what happened? I can't even imagine. I'm done. I know as soon as I say something.
You'd be in big trouble. Yeah.
Big trouble.
Yeah.
Expensive trouble, as in divorce.
You lose the house, you think?
Oh, no, I'm out.
Really? Where would you live? Would you live with Bo or something?
No, I just have to go get a little place and
you come crash with me if you want.
Hopefully have enough money to pay for a little cable TV and eat macaroni and cheese and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
It'd be really sad, man. Don't screw up. What a sad scene that would be. But it'd be really at this stage in your life, it'd be very, very tough to see that.
I've said this, you know, and with Rick Pitino, I laugh because I've done a lot of really bad things that I'm not proud of, and I've been very open about them, so I don't have a whole lot of room. I still fight that little guy on my left shoulder, but he's not as he's getting
better.
You're
a better man than Rick, though.
That thing's almost gone on my shoulder. It's just a little separated now, but everything else, that little demon's just about gone. I can control him now most of the time, but that wasn't always the case, and I'm not always proud of things I've done. Hey, we got Eric Reed. We got to finish this off with a big event tonight. That is the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks. Here we go again. And by the way, if tonight doesn't do it for you, the Nets are coming to town, and that could be moving up to that next spot from 7-6 coming up this week at home. So big game tonight. Eric Reed, the voice of the Miami Heat, joins us next.